The following is a sports presentation of 98.1 WIBN. High school basketball on 98 Gold is brought to you by Heartland Ford, Etter Tire, Fowler Family Dentistry, the Moranin of DeMott, RDM Shrimp, Prospect Auto Supply, Warren County REMC, Thompson Brothers Auto Sales, Prairie Bells Boutique, Alliance Bank, Boswell Chase Grain, Emerson Sondergrath, Cackley Real Estate, Farmers and Merchants Bank, Deno Home Center, 100 Mile Ribbon Chop House, For Pet's Sake, and 98 Gold WIBN. And to call all the action, here's George Hardebeck and Ed Robeson.
It's time for the Commissioner's Corner, an exclusive weekly conversation about Indiana high school sports with the Commissioner of the IHSAA, Paul Neidig. Now for an up-to-the-minute report about what's happening in the constantly changing world of high school sports, here's Coach Bob Lovell with Commissioner Paul Neidig.
Welcome back, everyone, to our weekly conversation with the Commissioner of the IHSAA, Paul Neidig. And Paul, on behalf of all football fans in the state, congratulations to you, the member institutions, the coaches, players, families, cheerleaders, everybody involved in high school football. What a wonderful way to wrap up a fantastic year with six great championship games at Lucas Oil Stadium last week. Congratulations for a fantastic show and a tremendous effort throughout the entire year.
Yeah, thank you very much, Bob. And, you know, we'll, those congratulations are accepted on behalf of the board and member institutions, and certainly we appreciate it. It's been an interesting ride this fall, but at the end of the day, we were able to crown six state champions last weekend, and, you know, early on, a lot of people out there didn't think that was going to happen, but it's certainly a testament to the great people who work with kids across the state.
I think you make a great point, because there seemed to be a willingness, a spirit on the part of everybody involved to do what they needed to do to make this all happen. And I think that's one of the more gratifying things about it, is that you see it literally communities, school corporations, and entire state coming together for something very important to all of us.
I think that's right. If we ever question how important education-based athletics is to each individual community across this state, I don't think we need to question that anymore, because that support that we receive and the ability to play is certainly evident. And that's because what we do is special. It's a time-honored tradition to play for your school, and people still enjoy that and want to support that and want to go watch those games.
In addition to that, you had 1A and 2A games that started each day, and you could not have asked for better football games than those two were.
Oh, my goodness. You know, every year we get a game for the ages, and I think
right.
We have two this year. You know, and those two games, the kids just laid it on the field. Both the team, they were prepared, they were ready, and they went after it and played. I think both teams played the best of their ability, and the ball bounces one way or another in either game.
Right.
We may have had a different victor, but that's why we play games.
Paul Neidig with us. We're talking about high school sports in Indiana. All right, now, girls have been playing basketball for 3 weeks. Boys have finished a week, but now we're in to the winter schedule. Are there different protocols? Are there different procedures for winter, or is it a continuation of what everyone did during the fall?
Well, I think the biggest thing that you're going to see this winter is going to be limitations on spectators at each venue.
Mm-hmm.
Moving indoors is a different challenge than it is having outdoor contests. And, you know, most schools that I've talked to, and certainly don't have a quantifying number, but they're reducing the number of spectators, and primarily to family members only, and it's usually either two or four tickets per participant, and that's pretty much what we're seeing across the state, and it's understandable. It's the right thing to do, given the scenarios that we're dealing with right now and the circumstances, and that's what we'll continue to do until the vaccine continues to roll out across the state, or the positivity rate comes back down, and then hopefully we can get more fans back in the gym on the latter part of the year.
He's the commissioner of the IHSAA, Paul Neidig. This is our weekly conversation about all things IHSAA-related. Commissioner, once again, congratulations on a fantastic show for football, and best of luck to you and the member institutions and the association in the upcoming winter months.
Thank you very much, Bob, and we're ready to enjoy the winter season here.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to The Commissioner's Corner with IHSAA Commissioner Paul Neidig and Coach Bob Lovell. And thank you for your continued support of the high schools in your community.
Some of you Heartland Ford customers have inquired, so Service Manager Dave Howard wants you to know this. The new normal at the Heartland Service Department is to disinfect your vehicle both before and after service. This is for the safety of both you and the Heartland Service staff. Also, remember to take advantage of the service special Heartland calls The Works. It includes oil and filter change, tire rotation, and 27-point safety inspection. And the low Heartland Ford price is $49.95 in the heartland of America near Covington.
Are you aware that Etter Tire Service in Fowler is more than just tires? From shocks, struts, oil changes, and new brakes to alignments, ball joints, tie rods, rotations, and tire repair, the mechanics at Etter Tire Service in Fowler can handle all your vehicle needs. Call Etter Tire Service and give your vehicle the TLC it deserves. Etter Tire Service on East 5th Street in Fowler is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 8 to noon. Call Etter Tire Service, 765-884-0920.
Dr. Tim Downing at Fowler Family Dentistry is now accepting new patients. Dr. Tim Downing and his staff at Fowler Family Dentistry are dedicated to providing you with personal, comfortable, and affordable dental care. Fowler Family Dentistry accepts care credit. They are a provider for many insurance companies. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Tim Downing at Fowler Family Dentistry. Please call 765-884-0740, 765-884-0740, or visit their website, fowlerfamilydentistry.net.
Cackley Real Estate strives to provide personal service to every individual looking to purchase or sell real estate. Whether you are a first-time home buyer, seller, farmer, or seasoned investor, Cackley Real Estate will assist you with every step in purchasing or selling your real estate. With multiple agents working together in Benton, Warren, White, Tippecanoe, and surrounding counties, Cackley Real Estate strives to make your real estate transaction worry-free. Please call Cackley Real Estate, 765-426-7306.
Remember I told you my parents are coming into town?
Yeah, when is that?
Next weekend.
Oh, wow. I thought it was in like 3 weeks.
No, I told you the other day.
When?
Well, when we were at... Never mind. They'll be here next week.
Got it.
You want me to make pork chops for dinner?
Oh, yeah. I love it when you make those.
I've never made you pork chops.
Sound familiar? That means you're married. Disconnect from the everyday world and recharge your internal batteries at the Moran Inn, the only bed and breakfast on the 15th fairway of the Sandy Pines Golf Course. The Moran Inn has 10 out of 10 guest rating, numerous rooms, and a heated in-ground pool. There's only one thing you won't find at the Moran Inn. Children. You see, the Moran Inn is for adults only.
Oh, I like that tie on you. When did you get that?
Yeah, that was 3 years ago, honey.
Book your stay at themoraninn.com.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to the arena. George Hardebeck and Ed Ropeson here for Lady Bison Basketball. And Ed, we are back, and as some would say, back and better than ever.
I'm not sure too many people say we're back better than ever, but we are back.
But we are excited to be back. When we left in the football season, you know, we were every week was a question of whether or not we'd be able to play. That same question is being asked week after week. And thankfully, the Lady Bison have made it through up to this point. They're able to play tonight. Tonight, we have a game here at the arena. Rensselaer Bombers, who have played 6 games so far, they're coming in playing Benton Central. Now, Benton Central is 0-2 on the season. Seems like a couple of years ago that they played in the Lake Central tournament, but they did. Coming back from injury is Kennedy Tolan. Also coming back from quarantine is Sarah Gick. And so a different team totally for the Lady Bison.
Yeah, that's right. And then this year, one of the things that's going to happen for everybody is you're going to have to be able to adapt. And so, like you talked about, not only is there the interruptions in schedule for the Lady Bison, but they've had to deal with, like you said, injuries to key people. And so tonight, you know, we're going to find out a little bit about them as far as how they can adapt to different situations, because you're right, it does seem like forever ago when they last played. And they had an okay weekend, but not a really good, at least by Benton Central standards, good weekend when they did play with Lake Central and Hammond Knoll. But now, you know, they've had some time to kind of readjust. So tonight, big key is, you know, how will they come out and be able to put four quarters together against a conference opponent?
And it's a lot of new stuff tonight. Obviously, new for the freshmen. The freshmen, especially Sarah Gick, has never played a varsity basketball game, and so obviously that's a new change. And just all of the COVID rules, people in masks, running up and down, the referees in masks, we are one step above the floor, one seat above the floor. And for the listeners at home that know me, obviously it is difficult for me to see tonight. So it's going to be an interesting night. It's going to be an exciting night, but finally we are back in the arena and we are playing basketball. And so after this commercial break, we should have the starters and we should be tipping off. You're listening to Lady Bison Basketball on 98 Gold. WIBM.
Prospect Auto Supply, your local independent CarQuest store, reminds you to get your vehicle ready for seasonal traveling. Tis the season to winterize your vehicle. Prospect Auto Supply will check your oil, brakes, battery, wiper blades, plugs, and belts. Prospect Auto Supply provides service and carries the auto supplies you need to keep your vehicle in top running condition this winter. Prospect Auto Supply, the right parts at the right price with the right advice. Prospect Auto Supply, North Alex Street in DeMott. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Have your senses been assaulted by the pungent odor of stale dog? Your dog is not a cat and cannot stay clean on their own. Have no fear, For Pet's Sake is here. Fluff and buff your fur baby at For Pet's Sake in Fowler. For Pet's Sake offers full grooming services, nail trimming, dog and cat food, supplies, and toys. For Pet's Sake in Fowler is closed on Sunday and Monday. To book your fur baby Fluff and Buff at For Pet's Sake on North Adams Avenue in downtown Fowler, please call 765-885-5127.
Your vehicle's tires don't have to be worn out to lose traction on slick winter roads. Visit Heartland Ford for a tread depth check. And if you need new tires, take advantage of the big tire event at Heartland. You can get a rebate of $70 on a set of four from participating brands. Or you can choose 30,000 Ford Pass reward points, a $150 value. It's easy to download the Ford Pass app to your smartphone. Find out more about the big tire event from the service department at Heartland Ford of Covington.
Where there is help, there is hope. The Newton County Community Services is devoted to improving the health, education, and welfare of the individuals, families, and community of Newton County. The Newton County Community Services can help you with energy assistance, public transportation, the food pantry, home-delivered meals, and homemaker services. Would you like or know somebody who is interested in learning about one of the three nutrition sites in Morocco, Goodland, and Roselawn? Please call 219-285-2246.
Save time and money from Warren County REMC. There are rebates available right now on water heaters, heat pumps, energy-efficient products, and more for residential and commercial members of Warren County REMC. You can save big bucks on your electric bill, too. Find out more at PowerMoves.com. That's PowerMoves.com. Warren County REMC is a proud supporter of Benton Central Bison High School sports. Warren County REMC is a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Are you aware that Etter Tire Service in Fowler is more than just tires? From shocks, struts, oil changes, and new brakes to alignments, ball joints, tie rods, rotations, and tire repair, the mechanics at Etter Tire Service in Fowler can handle all your vehicle needs. Call Etter Tire Service and give your vehicle the TLC it deserves. Etter Tire Service on East 5th Street in Fowler is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 8 to noon. Call Etter Tire Service, 765-884-0920.
Welcome back in, ladies and gentlemen. George Hardaback, Ed Ropeson here. The arena is rocking. We have as many people here, I believe, as we possibly can. And we are so happy tonight to be able to bring you tonight's ball game. Obviously, it is not simulcast tonight. A lot of technical difficulties when it comes to the operators of the cameras, and so we're unable to have that, but you know, tuning in to 98 Gold is the way to hear the action if you can't be there. So we'll do our best to give you the best game we can possibly have. Rensselaer comes out in their red uniforms, white and black trim. Benton Central in their white uniforms with green and gold trim. Benton Central will be going from right to left as Ed and I are here. The tip is up, controlled by the Bison. Sinisak has it. Sinisak going against Rensselaer's 2-3 zone. Sinisak comes across, tries to get it low to Tolan. Tolan finally grabs it, hammered, goes up, no. Rebound to Rensselaer. Rensselaer brings it out of there. Kane has it. Kane, guarded by Courtney Tolan, brings it across, tries to throw a lob to Ayler, just a little too long, out of bounds.
And already we're seeing one thing that's going to be important for Rensselaer is being able to handle Benton Central's pressure, and that time they forced Rensselaer into an early turnover.
Tolan has it, gives it back to Sinisak. Sinisak drives middle, kicks it out to Foster for three. Sienna Foster long on hers. Almost rebounded by Gick, but the ball's out of bounds. Rensselaer basketball. Sienna Foster, one of the freshmen starting tonight, along with Sarah Gick. Obviously, a little amped for that three. Kane trying to bring it across. Gets it to Ayler on the right wing. Ayler trapped. Gets it over to Ringen to Kane up at the top. Kane swings it over to T.D. Souza. Souza back up top. Ringen drives, throws up a prayer, no, rebounded by Gick. Gick to Sinisak. Tressa Sinisak drives up the left side. Sees Tolan on the right side. Tolan gets it down to Courtney Tolan. Swung around up top to Sinisak. Tressa Sinisak has it. She's being attacked with basically a 2-3 zone, kind of a trapping 2-3 zone. Sinisak drives in, has it knocked away. 0-0, 6:28 to go. Three-pointer by Rensselaer, no. Rebound to Rensselaer. Rensselaer's Moore gets it. Gets it to Ayler at the elbow. Ayler over to Tita Souza down low. It is knocked away, and Benton Central will have the possession.
That was a tough pass for Rensselaer. They had the ball on the right wing and tried to throw it to the left post. Tressa Sinisak did a nice job dropping in a help position, was able to deflect that ball off the Rensselaer post player.
Tolan has it, dribbles up to the top. Tolan over to Foster. Foster back to Sinisak on the right, back to Tolan. Kennedy Tolan drives in. Euro step up for two. Kennedy Tolan with the first two of the season. 2-0, your score. Drive quickly by Rensselaer. Pull up is good. On the baseline, left baseline. Ring it up for two. 2-2, no scoring for the first 2 minutes, and then back-to-back scores. Courtney Tolan has it down low to Sarah Gick. Sarah Gick scores her first 2 points of her career.
Nice job by Courtney Tolan to catch the ball in the post, in that high elbow area, and immediately throw it down low for Sarah Gick.
Rensselaer has it up top. Kane has it, hounded. Man-to-man is Benton Central. Tolan gets it tied up, or forces the tie up and gets the ball, jump ball will go to Rensselaer. Yet another Tolan checking into the game, Rachel Tolan and Hannah Musler check into the game, checking out Foster and Courtney Tolan. Lob in, knocked away, picked up by Kennedy Tolan. Tolan, Euro again, two more. Tolan scores again, 6-2, 4:58 to go here in the first quarter. Quickly up, bringing, drives down, leaves it. Ball's knocked away. Right now, Ben Central's not getting on the floor at all after loose basketballs.
No, they have a number of opportunities here in the early going to turn Rensselaer over more. They're going to have to work hard at the 50-50 balls.
Kane throws it deep to Ayler. Ayler had Gick beat, but Gick turns around and blocks it. Sinisak drives in on the left side. She's good for two. 8-2. Timeout. Rensselaer will take a timeout. You're listening to Lady Bison Basketball on 98 Gold WIBN.
Heartland Ford of Covington announces the Built for the Holidays sales event, and it's the most wonderful time of the year to buy, because for a limited time, get 0% APR for 60 months on several 2020 models. They include Expedition, Explorer, Edge, Escape, and Fusion. Some models have both a factory rebate and a low APR, and you may qualify for the lowest finance rate even with a bump or two on your credit report. Find out more when you visit Heartland Ford in the heartland of America near Covington.
Welcome back in, ladies and gentlemen. Benton Central up on Rensselaer, 8-2. Rensselaer driving. Rensselaer throws the pass, stolen by Tressa Sinisak. Sinisak lays it up on the right side. Two more, 10-2, 4:25 to go. Rachel Tolan providing the pressure. Sarah Gick almost knocks the ball away, but Ayler swings it around. Down low, goes to Rensselaer. Rensselaer goes up. Ringen goes up. And she is hammered on the play. She'll go to line for two.
Foul goes number 31.
Tressa Sinisak with the foul, her first foul. Stepping to the line is Jesse Ringen. Ringen just off on that one. First free throw attempt of the game. 10-2 was our score. 4:14 to go here in the first quarter. Ringen eyes it, flies it. No. Rebound, Gick. Gick pivots, gets it to Sinisak. Sinisak brings it up against the 2-3 zone. Over to Tolan on the left wing, back to Sinisak. Sinisak gets it to Musser. Musser back to Sinisak, back to Musser. Now to Tolan. Tolan drives short. Tolan with their own rebound. Tolan tied up on it. Jump ball will retain, Benton Central will retain possession.
You know, one thing that Rensselaer has not done defensively at all is stop Kennedy Tolan, because when she gets the ball, she's been able to drive to the basket at will.
Sienna Foster checking back in for Hannah Musser. Musser a little bit confused on the play. We'll get an opportunity to think about it. Inbound, tries to go to Sinisak. Ball's knocked away. Good defense play by the Lady Bombers. 3:48 to go here in the first quarter. Seems like the first game of the season, realistically. Rachel Tolan has it. Throws it back to Kennedy Tolan for three. No. Rebound. Rachel Tolan. Tolan fights for the rebound. Still fighting. Pivots. Gets it out to Kennedy Tolan. Up to Sinisak at the top of the key. Sinisak didn't hesitate on the three. Decided now we'll run some offense. Moves people around. Tressa gets it to Foster on the right wing. Foster dribbles up. Gives it back to Tressa Sinisak. Sinisak tries to throw it down low to Kennedy Tolan, and the ball's thrown away. 10-2 is the score. Rensselaer throws it right to Kennedy Tolan. Tolan drives up on the right side, and she's good. 12-2 is the score.
That time, two flaws by Rensselaer. First of all, they picked up the ball right as they crossed half court and were in the corner, and then they didn't stop Kennedy Tolan on the drive.
Gick knocks the ball away. Sinisak comes up with it. Rachel Tolan kicks it out. No. Foster a little bit long on her shot. Rebound, Rensselaer. They try to throw over Kennedy Tolan. Tolan knocks it away. Rachel steals it. Rachel, no. Kennedy gets it. She has it rejected. Kick now has it in the corner, gets it to Kennedy Tolan. Over to Tressa Sinisak for three. No. Rebound, fought for. Rebounded by Rachel Tolan. Sinisak back up top. It's going to be tough all year long to say all the Tolan names. There's a number of them. Could have been travel up top. It's not. Kennedy Tolan for three. Boom! Ring it up. Three more for Kennedy Tolan. 15-2 is our score. They try to throw it to the elbow. It's caught. Ringen rings it up from the elbow. Simple. Simple pass and catch. Freshman a little late on defensive rotation.
And that's going to be something they're going to have to get adjusted to going from junior high to high school is the speed of the game.
2-3 zone is stopped being trapped out of. Kennedy Tolan has it on the left wing. Ring it up. Three more. Kennedy Tolan coming back. She's been sitting for a while, and she's ready to roll. Ayler has it. Throws it on the give-and-go pass to Ringen. Nice job. Nice job of throwing it to the corner and then back.
Yep.
18-6 is our score. 107 to go. Kennedy Tolan has it. Has it on the wing. Tries throwing it down low to Sergic. Catches it one-handed. Goes up for two more.
Nice placement by Kennedy Tolan on a pass away from the defense.
Rensselaer tries throwing a pass. It's stolen by Tressa Sinisak, and no one on the Rensselaer team got back past half court. Kane has it. Kane drives in, shoots long. Rebound, Kennedy Tolan. Tolan looking to try to throw it deep. Hesitates, goes by two more. Kicks it out to Rachel Tolan for three. No. Rebound kicked around. Rebounded down by Rensselaer. Ayler has it up on the right wing. Ayler tries throwing it down low. Shot is blocked on the play. T.D. Souza gets her shot blocked by Gick. Benton Central on the run. Sinisak drives up, drives in, throws up the shot. She's good. 24-6 with the last second. 24 points in the opening quarter. That is our score after one. You're listening to Lady Bison Basketball on 98 Gold WIBN.
Boswell Chase Grain works with area farmers in Benton and surrounding counties to provide quality grain handling solutions. Jim Simpson and the staff at Boswell Chase Grain are dedicated to safety and committed to America's farmers. Boswell Chase Grain is located at 110 North Clinton Street in Boswell and accepts all varieties of corn. Please call Jim Simpson at 765-869-5527 or on the web at boswellchasegrain.com. Boswell Chase Grain reminds you to please watch out for farm machinery on the roads for your safety as well as the farmer's safety. Emerson Sondergrath Chevrolet Buick, locally owned and operated in Kentland, serving Benton, Newton, and surrounding counties. Service and warranty work is done on all makes of GM vehicles. They have a large selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in stock. Since 2003, they have sold over 4,000 vehicles. Let Emerson Sondergrath Chevrolet Buick on US 24 in Kentland help you with your next vehicle purchase today.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. George Hardebeck, Ed Robeson here at the arena at Benton Central. Stay tuned. At halftime, we will be interviewing the new athletic director, Dan Meyer, for Benton Central. And Mr. Meyer is going to tell us about the new electronic purchasing of tickets. Rensselaer had the opening possession, threw it out of bounds. They're going to go back to the trapping 2-3. Sinisak brings it across, throws a pass that was just a little bit too long, and
it was a straight-on pass, and they need a little bit more of an angle to get it into the free throw area to Foster.
Courtney Tolan has it. Sinisak back up on the left wing, brings it up to Hannah Musser. Musser over to Sinisak. Sinisak to Foster. Back to Sinisak on the elbow. Tressa drives in, tied up, stolen. Rensselaer gets the steal, brings it up. Ringen throws it, and it's knocked out of bounds by Benton Central. Rensselaer to retain possession.
Nice job by Sarah Gick to rotate over and knock that ball out of bounds.
Inbound comes, knocked away. Quick hands by Sienna Foster. Knocks the ball up on the bottom of the backboard. Benton Central late on the rotation. Benton Central a little bit slow on basically screen across and come across.
Yeah, that's there's an assistant coach that's greatly frustrated with that play because I think you learned that out of bounds play in like elementary school, and they did not handle that cross screen at all.
True that. Sienna Foster with the rebound, brings it across, gets it over to Musser. Musser to Sinisak. Now Foster has it at the free throw line, drives. She has it knocked away, has it knocked off of her foot. And so, 1 minute in, 24-8 is our score with 6:55 to go. Swing over to Ringen. Ringen to Ehler. Back up. Ringen has it on the right wing, drives into the middle. Tries throwing it out and throws it away. It'll be Benton Central basketball.
You know, one thing that's really hurting Rensselaer right now is not necessarily unforced errors, but they're definitely errors and turnovers. It doesn't take a lot to correct. They're just not crisp on offense. And that's interesting for a team that's played six ball games compared to Benton Central's third.
Kennedy Tolan drives in, kicks out to Sinisak. Sinisak thought about the lob to Gick, not there. Foster has it, gives it back to Sinisak. Sinisak over to Kennedy Tolan. Tolan drives in, kicks out to Sinisak, swung over to Foster for three, no. Rebound, out of bounds. Right now, Foster just kind of searching for a shot. It'll come, it's just... Once you miss one, it's like, eh.
Especially, you know, when you're a freshman, that first shot is just so important to give you some confidence or get into a rhythm. And it was a rough first shot, and you're right. Eventually, she'll learn how to get out of that, even with a bad start.
And so, ball's out of bounds. But the best part is she can always bring her defense. Offense may not be there, but the defense certainly is. So, Benton Central basketball. Tolan has it at the elbow. Tolan drives, pulls up, throws up a shot, and it's good. 26-8.
Nice job. She initially dribbled to her left and was able to pivot off her left foot and got the ball back into her right hand to make a shot there at the mid-post area.
Ehler has it at the top of the key. Ehler swings over to Ventrello. Ventrello for three. 26-11.
That time Ventrello recognized Sarah Gick had come out on her on a rotation. She wasn't going to challenge that much, so she had confidence that she could get that three-point shot up and one for the Bombers.
Tolan at the elbow for two. She's good. You can tell she's been working on her shot over the last couple of weeks. Rensselaer quickly back. Ehler drives in against Gick. No, knocked out of bounds. Should be Benton Central basketball. It is. 28-11, 4:55 to go here in the second quarter. The pace has slowed down here in the second quarter just a smidgen. Go ahead.
Which definitely helps Rensselaer because we were talking about at the end of the first quarter, they had a number of players just gassed.
Sarah Gick tried going up on the alley-oop almost. The ball was lobbed up to her. Instead of coming down with it and then powering up, she just kind of tried to catch, jump, catch, and shoot all at the same time. And that's kind of hard. Sinisak has it, gives it to Tolan. Tolan keeps it, drives in, up and under, good for two more, 30-11 with 4:30 to go. Quickly up, trapped. Rachel Tolan, that is, knocks it out of bounds. Benton Central getting a lot of deflections on their defense. Rensselaer inbounds, swung around, all the way around to the corner. Ayler has it at the elbow. Ayler being hounded by a numerous Lady Bison. Ringing for three. No. Rensselaer with another offensive board. Kicked under to Ayler. Ayler, no. Ringing gets it. Ringing gets her shot blocked. Kennedy Tolan has it. Ball's punched away. Stolen by Ringing. Good for two.
Tough break for Kennedy because she dribbled into a double team and lost the ball. And, you know, mistake there after playing such a great first half.
Tolan has it on the left wing back to Sinisak. Tressa dribbles over. Now Rachel over to Kennedy. Kennedy tries getting in low to Emma Booth, who has checked in the game. Tolan swings it back out. Sinisak has it at the top of the key. Thinks about three. Decides to pull it back out. Foster has it on the right wing. Swings it. Now has it in the corner. Foster long on her three. No good. Rebound, Rensselaer. Rensselaer out on the run. Good, giving her one pass. Basically, it was two-on-one. Nice pass and catch and score for Rensselaer.
That's the first time, really, Rensselaer has out-hustled Bitten Central in a full-court situation.
Dolan has it. Back to Sinisak. Sinisak over to Foster. Foster looks, dribbles up, gives it to Sinisak. Sinisak swung to Kennedy Tolan. Tolan tries driving in, has it knocked away. Rensselaer does a nice job of punching the ball away. That's a great job by Rensselaer. Ringen drives. And now that I say that, Sienna Foster punches the ball away and gets the steal. Rachel Tolan has it, gives it to Emma Booth. Emma drives, she's fouled. Offensively, at times, both teams are struggling. But the best part is, defensively, ain't nobody struggling. Most of the time, they're bringing a lot of defensive energy.
You're exactly right, and that's been a catalyst for a lot of Benton Central's offense this first half, is defense turning into, I wouldn't say easy offense, but easier offense.
Emma Booth good on her first. T.D. Souza back in for the Bombers. Emma Booth, eyes it, flies it. It's good. Good on both. Danelle Haberlin, another entering for Benton Central, another freshman entering the game. Quickly, Rensselaer's back. Up the side is Kane. No one shuts her off. She goes to the basket. Jump ball is called. Shot was kind of partially blocked. Might have been a foul there, but not going to call it. Rensselaer inbounds it. Bringin has it. Drives in against Kennedy Tolan. Spin move goes up against the glass. Good for two, 32-17.
Time off the inbounds play. Definitely a clear out, and they were able to get the ball to the basket.
Sinisak to Foster. Swung around to Rachel Tolan. Haberlin has it in the corner, tries swinging it up to Foster. Foster drives in, no. She's long on her shot, rebound. But Rachel Tolan steals the pass, goes up, and she is fouled on the play. Rachel Tolan doing a real nice job defensively.
Has a great basketball sense, recognizing kind of that there was kind of a laziness in Rensselaer on getting the ball back to the guard, and Rachel recognized that, cut in. And because of the steal, ended up in a kind of an awkward position. So Rensselaer really bails her out with the foul.
Moore returns for the Bombers. Sarah Gick returns for the Lady Bison. Sienna Foster takes a seat. A real nice job defensively for Sienna Foster. Tolan makes the second. 34-17 is your score. Minute 42 to go. Ben Central applies the full court pressure. Moore gets it. Moore on the right wing. Swings it into the corner and swung around. Ayler drives in. They're going to call the foul. It was either foul or travel. And they called the foul. So, Gick with the foul.
And there was a little hesitation on that call there. Like, I think I should call something.
So, Gick with her first foul. Ayler to the line. Ayler, good. We know how to pronounce that name because for Rensselaer, the Ehler family are, I don't think I'm saying anything rude. They are stud athletes. I mean, the whole family is, and good people from any interaction I've ever had with them. So they make both. Ben Central quickly back. Kennedy Tolan on the right side. Good. Tolan scores two more.
Excellent execution. They threw three passes up the sideline, and then Kennedy was driving to the low block.
Gick throws the ball, or knocks the ball out of bounds. Sorry. I was trying to tell the kid, use the ball side hand, please. Three-point shot for Rensselaer. No. Rebound, Rensselaer. Ehler goes back up on the right side. No, Kennedy Tolan has the ball. She's out running. Tolan throws it to Gick. Gick goes up on the right side, scores two more. If you're big and you run the floor, you're going to get rewarded with Tolan and Sinisak. Tolan and Sinisak will reward you if you run the floor as the big. Benton Central slow on the rotation. Tolan fouls on the play. Rensselaer to inbound. Ball's knocked away, stolen by Haverland. Haverland drives up the left side, gives it to Kennedy Tolan. Tolan calls out a play. Tolan. Oh, over to Sinisak on the right wing. Sinisak drives up, has Haverland. Haverland back to Sinisak. Sinisak drives to the right wing. Gets a screen by Gick. Haverland drives in. Has it knocked away. Gets it over to Kennedy Tolan. Tolan back up to Sinisak. Over to Kennedy Tolan on the left wing. Rachel Tolan fighting down low. Haverland has it. Could have been called for travel. No. Goes up. No. Rebound. Gick. Gick up on the right side. Good. And that ends a quick second quarter. 40-19 is your score. You're listening to Lady Bison Basketball on 98 Gold WIBN.
Save time and money from Warren County REMC. There are rebates available right now on water heaters, heat pumps, energy-efficient products, and more for residential and commercial members of Warren County REMC. You can save big bucks on your electric bill, too. Find out more at powermoves.com. That's powermoves.com. Warren County REMC is a proud supporter of Benton Central Bison High School sports. Warren County REMC is a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Hi everyone, this is John from the 100 Mile Rib and Chop House in Fowler. Nothing's better than an exciting Benton Central basketball victory. Well, maybe a great dinner or sandwich platter before or after the game at the 100 Mile House might be close. We have great steaks, full dinners, and over 20 fantastic sandwiches to offer. The dining room area is open Monday through Saturday, or take advantage of our full carryout menu. So stop by the 100 Mile Rib and Chop House in Fowler, and let's go Bison.
Some of you Heartland Ford customers have inquired, so service manager Dave Howard wants you to know this. The new normal at the Heartland Service Department is to disinfect your vehicle both before and after service. This is for the safety of both you and the Heartland Service staff. Also, remember to take advantage of the service special Heartland calls the works. It includes oil and filter change, tire rotation, and 27-point safety inspection. And the low Heartland Ford price is $49.95 in the heartland of America near Covington.
Sheets Family Dentistry is committed to improving smiles to families in Indiana and Illinois in the safest, most comfortable, and efficient way possible. Sheets Family Dentistry provides a full range of dental services, including, but not limited to, cosmetic dentistry, teeth whitening, same-day crowns, orthodontics, and preventative dentistry. Sheets Family Dentistry, a state-of-the-art facility in the Demeter Building located on US 52 in Fowler, welcomes new patients. Sheets Family Dentistry, a brighter smile, a happier you.
And welcome back in, ladies and gentlemen. George Hardebeck, Ed Robeson here at the arena, Benton Central. Score is 40-19. Benton Central up on the Lady Bombers over in Salir. We are joined right now by the new athletic director of Benton Central High School, Mr. Dan Meyer. Mr. Dan Meyer, welcome in. Glad to have you. Kind of exciting. Obviously, exciting to have this first ball game. Tell the fans that are listening a little bit about yourself, like where basically you came from and how you ended up here.
Well, it's kind of thanks to a Benton Central alum. Craig Kaler was the head football coach at the school that I came from up in Elkhart, Concord. And I saw this job opened up, and Craig and I had a conversation, and he asked me about, or I asked him about Benton Central and the area, and he was like, you'll love it there. Great place, great school, great athletics. He goes, I think you should apply for it. So I applied for it and interviewed and got the job and accepted and moved down here in June, and it's been a little crazy ever since.
Absolutely. Mr. Meyer moved here prior to graduation, and if you've listened to the broadcast on WIBN for the numerous things that we've done, it was crazy the whole month of June, and hasn't really let up with COVID.
No, things have definitely been interesting. It's a never changing. I don't put anything in pen. I do a lot in pencil because 10 minutes later, it's probably going to change.
So, Mr. Meyer, with COVID and kind of the changes in things, you are trying to move. Benton Central is trying to move kind of into a little bit of electronic. Electronic tickets, if you will.
Yep.
Could you explain for the fan base of Benton Central what that is like, and like how they can get tickets to see the Lady Bison and Coach Ray's boys basketball team, along with swimming and wrestling?
Yes. We're going to do all the high school sports this year, and eventually we'd like to move to the junior high sports as well. Pretty much majority of all the schools, in a lot of them in Indiana, have moved to ticketless or moneyless ticketing, online ticketing, so to speak. And so we've chosen to use GoFan, and it can be an app or it can be on the computer, either or. You go to GoFan.co. It's actually not even .com. It's .co. And you download the app, or you can go to the website, and you search for Benton Central and Benton Central High School, and it's got all the information there, all the events. It's pretty simple, just as you would buy any of the other tickets any of the other ticket sites for and the kind of events like concerts and those kind of things. You just throw in your credit card information. And sometimes you can have it store your credit card information. If it's something that you want to continually do, you can register and all that. So it becomes a lot simpler. You can also download the app, which does basically the exact same thing. And all the games will be listed there. One of the things that we will do is we will open it up to the parents first for the first couple days before an event, and then we will open it up to the general public. So, because we want to make sure that we get our parents in to see their kids play in the event, and then we'll open up to the general public. So that's something we're I'm sure there's going to be bugs. I'm sure there's going to be things that we're going to have to work through because it is something that is new. But if you have any questions about that. My assistant and myself would be glad to help you through some of those things. Just email us in the office or give us a call, and we can help people through that.
Well, Mr. Meyer, as a lifelong resident of Benton County, I definitely want to welcome you to the community. We look forward to continued success over this school year, the rest of the school year. However crazy it may be, but yes. We thank you for coming on with us here at halftime.
Well, it's been a great pleasure. Every interaction I've had with every person so far here in Benton County and the Benton Central community has been tremendous. Everybody's been so welcoming and helpful. It's been a great transition, and I've really enjoyed, this is a great move for me, and I've really enjoyed every moment of it.
That was Mr. Dan Meyer, the athletic director at Benton Central. We thank him. You're listening to Lady Bison Basketball on 98 Gold, WIBN.
Prospect Auto Supply, your local independent CarQuest store, reminds you to get your vehicle ready for seasonal traveling. Tis the season to winterize your vehicle. Prospect Auto Supply will check your oil, brakes, battery, wiper blades, plugs, and belts. Prospect Auto Supply provides service and carries the auto supplies you need to keep your vehicle in top running condition this winter. Prospect Auto Supply, the right parts at the right price with the right advice. Prospect Auto Supply, North Halleck Street in DeMott. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Save time and money from Warren County REMC. There are rebates available right now on water heaters, heat pumps, energy-efficient products, and more for residential and commercial members of Warren County REMC. You can save big bucks on your electric bill, too. Find out more at PowerMoves.com. That's PowerMoves.com. Warren County REMC is a proud supporter of Benton Central Bison High School sports. Warren County REMC is a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Did you know Denno Home Center has flooring for any room of your home? Right now, Denno's has unbelievable prices on anything goes and Samson carpets, Aqualock waterproof plank, and 15% off Bellacera hardwoods. Check out their new waterproof Cortec flooring or Armstrong's Prism, the most durable, scratch-resistant plank available, all at big savings. Denno's offers 6 months no-interest financing. Installation is available. Stop in at 10th and Grant or call for an appointment at 765-884-0500.
Quality done by Denno.
Welcome back in, ladies and gentlemen. Quick halftime talking to Coach Meyer. And Ben Central comes out of the halftime, and Ed, quickly, what kind of stats do you see standing out to you?
Good stats for Benton Central. Leading scoring for the Bison is probably no one will be surprised by. Kennedy Tolan has 20 points, so she has outscored Rensselaer by herself, followed by Sarah Gick and Tressa Sinisak, each with 8 points. Rachel Tolan and Emma Booth contributed 2 points. Benton Central shot 55% from the field in the first half, forced 15 Rensselaer turnovers while only turning the ball over 6 times. And then your statistic that you're interested in, Benton Central is averaging 1.25 points per possession, while Rensselaer is just 0.59. Rensselaer is led by Jesse Ringden, 12 points.
Benton Central to start with the ball in the second half. Going from left to right as Ed and I are seated. Sinisak, Courtney Tolan, swung to Kennedy Tolan on the left wing. Courtney has it. Courtney drives in. Courtney hammered on the play. She'll go to the line for two.
Which one thing also about the first half was there was a combined 6 fouls total. And for being mid-December, that's pretty impressive by both teams.
Courtney Tolan eyes it, flies it. This bounces out, unfortunately. 40-19, 7:45 to go. Tolan shoots the second one, little short. Rebound comes out of there by Rensselaer. Rensselaer up the right side. Now down low, trying to get it down low to the cutting Ayler, and the ball is kicked out of bounds. It'll go to Benton Central. Sinisak drives it up the right side slowly. Now turns it on, slows it down, throws it. Gick gets it low. Gick gets it blocked, but there is a foul on the play. A nice high-low pass by Foster. Gick unable to score, but was fouled on the play.
Foul number 30.
Gick eyes it, flies it, and it's good. On her free throw, 41-19, with 7:24 to go here in the third quarter. Gick with a second. Sarah. Isaac flies it short, but gets the roll, 42-19. Rensselaer brings it up, kicks it over to T.D. Susan. She gives a nice pass one side to the other to Ayler. Ayler scores the easy bucket.
A nice job on that time defeating the half-court trap by two diagonal passes, cutting Ayler to the basket.
Rensselaer goes with the 1-3-1. Tolan brings the ball above her head, and she's tied up. So, Rensselaer basketball. Basically, she brought it above her head, and taller players went and grabbed it. Rensselaer quickly back. Kane gives it over to T.D. Souza. T.D. Souza up on the right side goes the Rensselaer bomber, but Tressa Senesac with the block. Ball goes out of bounds. Rensselaer to retain possession. Rensselaer tries running Benton Central's play against them. Doesn't work, but they try to get a low to Ayler, who was cutting through the block. Gick kicks it out of bounds.
Nice job by Benton Central getting over the handoff and taking that inbounds play away.
Rensselaer had it. T.D. Souza went to the ground and lost the ball, picked up by Gick. Finisak has it over to Kennedy Tolan. Kennedy Tolan over to Courtney Tolan down low. Courtney in trouble, kicks it out to Kennedy. Kennedy swung up to Tressa for three. Back, bring it up, three more. 45-21.
Nice shot selection there by Tressa. They got the ball down low and then kicked out to her, and she had nobody near her, so she could eye it and fly it.
Kane has it taken away. Foster gets the steal, throws the pass up to Courtney Tolan. Courtney Tolan scores. T.D. Souza has it on the right side, brings it back to the middle. T.D. Souza dribbles, in trouble, kicks it over to Kane. Kane has it. Rensselaer has the player down. They throw over to Ringen. Ringen. Rensselaer gets a timeout, will take a timeout. You're listening to Lady Bison Basketball on 98 Gold WIBN.
Prospect Auto Supply, your local independent CarQuest store, reminds you to get your vehicle ready for seasonal traveling. Tis the season to winterize your vehicle. Prospect Auto Supply will check your oil, brakes, battery, wiper blades, plugs, and belts. Prospect Auto Supply provides service and carries the auto supplies you need to keep your vehicle in top running condition this winter. Prospect Auto Supply, the right parts at the right price with the right advice. Prospect Auto Supply, North Halleck Street in DeMott. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Welcome back into the arena here at Benton Central High School. George Hardebeck, Ed Robeson here. Rensselaer with the ball. Goes 1-4 low out of bounds. Rensselaer kicks it in. Up top. Kane has it. Kane. Over to T.D. Souza. T.D. Souza has it. Almost knocked away from Ayler. Ayler recovers. Ayler to T.D. Souza. Gick. Gick tripped up on the screen. Is able to knock the ball out. But Rensselaer retains possession. Inbound comes. Up top. Kane has it. Kane tries to throw it down low. It's knocked away by Gick. Stolen by Tressa Senesac. Pass ahead to Courtney Tolan. She tries going up, but she's fouled on the play.
Foul on number 33,
Avery Kane with the foul. Courtney Tolan to shoot the free throw. Courtney, Isaac, flies it. I need to stop saying that because every time I said it, the ball has gone halfway in and fallen out.
Penn Central has already shot more free throws in the first 2-plus minutes of this quarter than they did the entire first half.
Right on cue, Courtney Tolan hits the free throw because I don't talk.
Mm-hmm.
That lots of people probably think that's a great idea. Pass stolen by Gick. Gick up on the left side. No. Followed up by Tressa Senesac. Good. Rensselaer quickly back. Benton Central doesn't move their feet defensively, but shot kind of swallowed up by Gick. Kennedy Tolan has it, gets it down low to Courtney Tolan. Tolan up on the right side for two.
I'm sorry, we saw this in the second quarter. And it even go back to the end of the first quarter where Rensselaer does not get back in defense. There's no floor balance to have somebody back to stop the ball.
Kennedy Tolan gets the steal, kicks it back into Foster. Over to Senesac. Cinesac to Courtney Tolan. Tolan up on the left side for two. I can't even get it out quick enough. That's how quickly the ball got down the floor. Rensselaer quickly back. Ehler has it, drives against Giggs. She scores up on the right side for two. 54-23 with 4:08 to go. Finisak walks it across. Rensselaer drops into a regular 2-3 zone. Courtney Tolan has it up top against the 2-3 zone. Over to Tressa. Finisak on the left wing for three. No. Rebound. Long. Brought out of there by Rensselaer. Rensselaer over. DeMore. Moore takes the shot. No. With the attempt with the rebound, Bent Central knocks it out. Tim Rensselaer will retain possession. Courtney Tolan, Sienna Foster get checked out. Rachel Tolan and Hannah Musser get in the game. Rachel gets her hand on the ball, and Kennedy Tolan dives on the ball. We talked about that earlier. Kennedy Tolan, she is throwing her body all over the place. She is playing possessed.
And that's consistent with her throughout her years here playing for Benton Central.
Finisak walks it across. Directs everybody where to go. Kennedy Tolan on the left wing. Gets it back. Gets a screen from Sarah Gick. No. Hannah Musser runs down the rebound. Finisak has it. Quickly up top to Kennedy Tolan. Tolan drives left. Goes up on the left side. She's fouled on the play. The offensive rebounds have been the part that is kind of big, really for both teams.
You're right, and you're talking earlier in the game that Benton Central wasn't getting on the floor, but one thing they have done is hustle to the ball. That time, Hannah Musser just out-hustled Rensselaer to the ball and created more shot opportunities for the Bison.
So, Kennedy Tolan makes the first one, makes the second one, 55-23, 3:10 to go. Benton Central still putting the pressure on. Stolen by Kennedy. Kennedy goes up on the right side. She's good for two more. 58-23 is the score. Rensselaer quickly back. Rensselaer tries to go against Hannah. Hannah Musser and Rachel Tolan trapped the bomber, but kicked the ball in the process. So Rensselaer to retain possession. Moore to inbound. Moore has it back. Quickly to Ehler at the elbow. Ehler kicks out for three. No. Rebound fought for. Knocked around. Finisak knocked it out of bounds. Was fighting for it. Just went off of her hands out of bounds. 2:41 to go. Benton Central up, 58-23. Rensselaer inbound. Inbound comes on the left wing. Cross-court pass is stolen. Hannah Musser quickly up to Rachel Tolan. Tolan, no. Sinisak with another basically alley-oop kind of layup. Musser provides the pressure. The Bombers handle it, but the offensive board... Gick and Tolan not necessarily doing their work early. Give up the offense rebound. Tolan with the foul. Ehler to shoot the free throws. Ehler on the first one. Good. Emma Booth checking into the ball game for Sarah Gick. 60-24 with 2:20 to go. Ehler with the second free throw. Eyes it. Flies it. She's good on that one. 60-25, 2:20 to go. Finisak has it. First game of the week for Benton Central. On Thursday, make a visit to West Lafayette and play the Red Devils. Finisak on the left wing for three. No. Rebound fought for by Emma Booth. Emma Booth has it tied up by Ringen. And another offensive rebound that created that tie-up. Rensselaer back being trapped being trapped still. Tries to throw it out of bounds. Does throw it out of bounds. Does Rensselaer. Benton Central basketball. She was trying to throw it off the Benton Central legs and couldn't get it done. 60-25 with a minute 51 to go. These quarters have been wicked quick. This game isn't even an hour old. Rachel Tolan has it, drives baseline. Tied up, Tolan fouled on the play.
Foul on number five, Jesse Rankin.
You know, one thing that lose that is the fact that we have a total of six fouls. We already have as many fouls now this half as we did the entire first half. But the lack of foul calls just does keep the game kind of moving. And we're not saying that the officiating's been poor, but it just said there hadn't been a lot of fouling.
Sinisak drifted a little on her shot. No. Offensive rebound, Kennedy Tolan. Put back, Kennedy Tolan. 62-25, minute 20 to go. Rensselaer up the left side. Trapped. Rachel Tolan with the steal. Tolan goes up. She's fouled on the ground. I think they're calling on the ground.
In the NBA, that would be a...
Yeah, in the NBA, it would have been continuation. But we are a long way from the NBA. An incredibly long way.
Only about an hour and 20 minutes.
Huh?
Only about an hour and 20 minutes.
True. True. Benton Central runs it. Gets it into Kennedy Tolan. She goes up. She's fouled on the play. Might have...
It was a high five by the defender, so she did not get her follow through.
I struggle with kind of seeing it. We are quite low. I'm as Tolan makes it on the first. Danelle Haberlin checking back in for Tressa Sinisak. I'm not used to being so low near the coach's bench. Kind of crazy. Tolan nails the second one. Allison Cecil checks in for Kennedy Tolan.
Number 42, Allison Cecil entering the late license.
So, minute 10 to go. Rensselaer quickly back. Rensselaer in the middle. Kicks it over for two. Moore with the deuce
Moore
from
deuce.
The short corner. Anna Musser brings it across. Musser against the 2-3 zone. Swings it over to Rachel Tolan. Back to Musser. Now to Tolan. Tolan drives baseline. Goes up on the left side. She scores two more. Rachel Tolan with the score. Ayler has it in the front court. Gives it to Ringen. Ringen hammered on the play. Haberlin tried knocking the ball away, but got all arm and hammered her. Quickly inbounds, ringing for three. No. Rebound. Brought out of there by Rensselaer. Rensselaer tried swinging it out to the wing, but it was knocked away by Rachel Tolan. Rensselaer quickly over on the left side for two. And the score is 66-29 with 13 seconds to go. Musser brings it across. Gives it to Haberlin. Now to Rachel Tolan. Down to Musser. Musser tries throwing it across. Tries throwing it across the lane. The ball, thankfully, was kicked. 5.3 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Benton Central to inbound. Cecil has it. 4 seconds. Haberlin has it. She'll shoot it. No. That ends the third quarter. 66-29. Your Lady Bison are up on the Rensselaer Bombers. You're listening to Benton Central Lady Bison Basketball on 98 Gold WIBN.
Boswell Chase Grain works with area farmers in Benton and surrounding counties to provide quality grain handling solutions. Jim Simpson and the staff at Boswell Chase Grain are dedicated to safety and committed to America's farmers. Boswell Chase Grain is located at 110 North Clinton Street in Boswell and accepts all varieties of corn. Please call Jim Simpson at 765-869-5527 or on the web at boswellchasegrain.com. Boswell Chase Grain reminds you to please watch out for farm machinery on the roads for your safety as well as the farmer's safety.
Emerson Sondergrad Chevrolet Buick, locally owned and operated in Kentland, serving Benton, Newton, and surrounding counties. Service and warranty work is done on all makes of GM vehicles. They have a large selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in stock. Since 2003, they have sold over 4,000 vehicles. Let Emerson Sondergrass Chevrolet Buick on US 24 in Kentland help you with your next vehicle purchase today.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. George Hardebeck, Ed Robeson here at the arena. 66-29 here in an incredibly fast game. We still aren't an hour into the game. Hannah Musser brings it across. Musser, in trouble, gets it over to Cecil. Cecil throws it away, stolen by Rensselaers. Rensselaers Moore swings it back up top to Ringen. Ringen has it. Swung over to Moore on the left wing for three. No rebound, Haberlin. Haberlin has it, looks up the floor, throws it to Musser. Ball's knocked around. Haberlin picks it back up. Haberlin fouled on the play. Haberlin will go to the free throw line for the 1-1. I would be remiss if I didn't point out, now anything can happen in a ball game, as Sinisak checks back in for Rachel Tolan. I would be remiss if we didn't mention that Coach David Baxter, in his career, is sitting on win number 299. Haberlin missed the free throw, rebound by Ringen. David Baxter has won two, has been the head coach, and his teams have won 299 ball games. And tonight, with the win, he would go over 300 for the win. And so a milestone, a monumental accomplishment if Benton Central is able to hang on tonight.
Well, I don't think I'm going to jinx them. They're not the Purdue men's team, so I like their chances.
Benisak got the rebound, got it over to Musser. And Musser scored the two. Musser then with the steal. Musser driving on the left side. Gives it to Sinisak. Sinisak in the lane, dribbles out. Sinisak didn't like what was going on and decided to dribble it out. Tressa has it on the right wing. Swings it to Musser. Musser to Haberlin. Haberlin swung around, trying to get a load to Emma Booth. Emma Booth, tough catch, great play by Ayler. Ayler with the steal.
That's a tough angle for the entry. It's almost a straight line pass.
Vans with the score. 68-31. Sinisak has it. Brings it across. Swings it to Musser. Musser to Haberlin. Technical foul called on Rensselaers' coach. Foul is also on Rensselaer.
Foul call on number 15, Kenzie Moore.
68-31. 5:56 to go here in the quarter. Obviously, it's going to be a tough week. Hopefully the COVID-19 will kind of settle everything down. Haberlin steps to the line. She makes the free throws. Now she'll shoot the technical. Haberlin misses. Has another one. 69-31, 5:56 to go. Obviously, Benton Central's first game after a while. First game of the week. Checking in for Benton Central are Liza Cooley and Paige Creek. So you have a lineup of Tressa Sinisak, Liza Cooley, Danelle Haberlin, Paige Creek, Sienna Foster. Sinisak brings it across. Creek has it on the right wing. Creek gives it to Foster. Foster back to Sinisak on the right wing. Sinisak waits for the double team, tries dribbling out, has it, gets the five-second call taken away, drives into the middle, kicks it out to Cooley for three. No. Ball knocked out of bounds by Ringen. The Benton Central to retain possession.
And that was created by the hustle by Benton Central on the weak side boards that forced her to not be able to grab that ball and went right off Ringen's hands and out of bounds to the Bison.
70-31, 5:27 to go. Sinisak to inbound. Sinisak gets it to Haberlin. Haberlin to Cooley. Back to Sinisak on the right, in the right corner. Swung up top to Creek. Creek has it, gives it up to Sinisak. Sinisak with the count. Sinisak drives in. Gets a, tries to get a screen from Haberlin. Kicks it over. Travel on the play. Cooley had a little bit of happy feet. Got a little travel going.
Saw a path to the basketball. Basket and just got a little too excited.
Quickly, Moore back. Moore tries throwing it down. It's stolen by a host of Lady Bison right there. Sinisak comes out with it. Sinisak drives in, brings it back out to the top of the key. Tressa over to Sienna Foster for three. Boom! Ring it up. Three for Sienna Foster. Foster just caught it and shot it. Didn't think about it too long. That's the Sienna Foster we know. Swung over. Rensselaer. Down 73-31. Moore has it. Moore kicks it. For three, no. Rebound. Offensive rebound again by Kane for Rensselaer. The offensive rebound's a big for Rensselaer. 73-33. Sinisak drives to the right wing. Gives it to Cooley. Cooley swings it over to Paige Creek. Creek thought about the three. No. Gives it back. They get it down low to Foster. Foster has it blocked on the right side. Kane comes out of the scrum with it. Kane to Ringen. Ringen pulls up for a long two, banks it in. Bank is open even at 8:05 tonight. We want to thank all the local banks who have sponsored Lady Bison and Boys Benton Central Basketball. Cooley has it on the elbow. Cooley pivots, kicks it over to Creek. Creek drives in. No. Creek looking for help. Creek drags a pivot foot, turns it over. Gick comes in the game. Gick gets in for Haberlin.
And number 12, Bethany Michael Henry for the Lady Bombers.
Rachel Tolan to check in for Benton Central. Didn't get to the table quick enough. Drive in. Ringen goes up on the left side. Nice little George Gervin scoop for two. 73-37, 3:10 to go. Sinisak with the ball. Sinisak drives in. Sinisak kicks it to Creek up top, but now to Cooley. Cooley swung around to Foster. Foster throws it. Creek went to the basket, but Sinisak picked it up. Sinisak drawing a host of Lady Bombers, now dribbles it back out. Sinisak has it, kicks it over to Creek. Creek to Cooley. Cooley looking for Gick down low. Sinisak takes the three. No. Rebound. Long arm of the law. Sienna. She goes, no. Gick tries following it up. Gick's fouled. Dude, I saw the angle of the pass from where I was seated. The pass was thrown, or the shot was made, and I just see this big, long arm reach up and go, my ball. And that was Sienna Foster just reaching up out of nowhere and saying, my ball, and bringing it down. Sarah Gick makes the first free throw.
Rachel Tolan
checks in for Tressa Sinisak. Gick short on the second. Ringen with the rebound. Ringen brings it up. 2:30 to go. Ringen against Foster. Ringen still against Foster. Gets the screen. Now Cooley on Ringen. Ringen drives, goes up on the left side. She's fouled. 2:20 to go. 74-37.
You know, right now for Benton Central, they've got two starters out there, and they're both freshmen, and so you got some different or people in different positions. And one of the things that you want to do here in this next 220 is to finish strong. not to get lackadaisical, you know, score is lopsided.
Booth, Emma Booth checks in for Sarah Gick. Ringing, drills the second one. She gets checked out of the game. So, Booth, Rachel Tolan, Paige Creek, Liza Cooley, and Sienna Foster out on the floor for the Lady Bison. Tolan brings it up. Tolan to Creek. Creek over to Rachel Tolan for three. New rebound comes to Rensselaer. Rensselaer up the right side. Kane slows it down. Kane to Moore in the short right corner. No. Rebound fought for. Knocked out of bounds by the Lady Bison. Rensselaer to inbound. Quickly. Up top, All-American action. Up top, ringing for three. No. Rebound fought for and lost out of bounds. It'll be retained by Rensselaer. Allison Cecil checks in for Sienna Foster. 74-38, 1:48 to go. Inbound comes. Rensselaer has it. Kicks it back up. Kane has it. Kane. Over to Moore on the right wing. Moore tries throwing it back up to Kane. Cooley steals it, but is on the line. Nice defense play by Eliza Cooley.
And nice job jumping into that passing lane and using the ball hand side, or ball side hand, to knock that ball away without committing the foul. Just unfortunately needed a little wider basketball court to keep possession.
And so Rensselaer keeps it, gets it in. Kane has it. Kane drives middle. Kane shot. Deflected by Cooley. Cooley had it, but kind of jumped up in the air to kind of before she started to dribble. So, turnover on Benton Central. 74-38, 1:26 to go. Like we talked about, this will be win number 300 for the Lady Bison basketball coach, Coach David Baxter. Shot comes no. Rebound fought for, taken out of there by Allison Cecil. Great camaraderie on both sides, everybody helping each other up. Exactly what the commissioner wants pretty much all the time. Kane has it on the right side, back up to Moore. Moore against Creek. Moore drives in, tries a scoop shot, no. Emma Booth has it, gets it to Paige Creek. Creek up the left side, Creek over to Rachel Tolan. Tolan to Liza Cooley. Cooley drives, nothing, kicks it back to Rachel. Tolan over to Allison Cecil. No. Rebound fought for, out of there by Rachel Tolan. She goes up on the left side for two. 76-38. 40 seconds to go. Rensselaer quickly back. Moore on the right wing for three. No. Rebound, Liza Cooley. Cooley with 30 seconds. Cooley drives, crosses over. Goes up in the middle, no. Rebound, kick back to Tolan. Tolan, no. Rebound, Bombers, Kane. Kane has it, gives it to Moore. Moore up the right side. Moore still has it, being hounded. Shot blocked by Rachel Tolan. Foul by Rachel Tolan. 76-38, 7.9 seconds to go. Only the fourth foul on Benton Central, where Rensselaer has over 10 fouls. Might have been a bit of the disgruntledness, but Benton Central was less discombobulated than the Lady Bison tonight. That does it. Liza Cooley gets the steal at the end. 76-38 is your score, and that ends the game. We'll be back with statistics. You're listening to 98 Gold WIBN.
Where there is help, there is hope. The Newton County Community Services is devoted to improving the health, education, and welfare of the individuals, families, and community of Newton County. The Newton County Community Services can help you with energy assistance, public transportation, the food pantry, home-delivered meals, and homemaker services. Would you like or know somebody who is interested in learning about one of the three nutrition sites in Morocco, Goodland, and Roselawn? Please call 219-285-2246.
Your vehicle's tires don't have to be worn out to lose traction on slick winter roads. Visit Heartland Ford for a tread depth check. And if you need new tires, take advantage of the big tire event at Heartland. You can get a rebate of $70 on a set of four from participating brands. Or you can choose 30,000 Ford Pass reward points, a $150 value. It's easy to download the Ford Pass app to your smartphone. Find out more about the big tire event from the service department at Heartland Ford of Covington.
Remember I told you my parents are coming into town?
Yeah, when is that?
Next weekend.
Oh, wow. I thought it was in like 3 weeks.
No, I told you the other day.
When?
Well, when we were at... Never mind. They'll be here next week.
Got it.
You want me to make pork chops for dinner?
Oh, yeah. I love it when you make those.
I've never made you pork chops.
Sound familiar? That means you're married. Disconnect from the everyday world and recharge your internal batteries at the Moran Inn, the only bed and breakfast on the 15th fairway of the Sandy Pines Golf Course. The Moran Inn has 10 out of 10 guest rating, numerous rooms, and a heated in-ground pool. There's only one thing you won't find at the Moran Inn. Children. You see, the Moran Inn is for adults only.
Oh, I like that tie on you. When did you get that?
Yeah, that was 3 years ago, honey.
Book your stay at themoraninn.com.
Save time and money from Warren County REMC. There are rebates available right now on water heaters, heat pumps, energy-efficient products, and more for residential and commercial members of Warren County REMC. You can save big bucks on your electric bill, too. Find out more at powermoves.com. That's powermoves.com. Warren County REMC is a proud supporter of Benton Central Bison High School sports. Warren County REMC is a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Have your senses been assaulted by the pungent odor of stale dog? Your dog is not a cat and cannot stay clean on their own. Have no fear, For Pet's Sake is here. Fluff and buff your fur baby at For Pet's Sake in Fowler. For Pet's Sake offers full grooming services, nail trimming, dog and cat food, supplies and toys. For Pet's Sake in Fowler is closed on Sunday and Monday. To book your fur baby Fluff and Buff at For Pet's Sake on North Adams Avenue in downtown Fowler, please call 765-885-5127.
Did you know Denno Home Center has flooring for any room of your home? Right now, Denno's has unbelievable prices on anything goes and Samson carpets, Aqualock waterproof plank, and 15% off Bellacera hardwoods. Check out their new waterproof Cortec flooring or Armstrong's Prism, the most durable, scratch-resistant plank available, all at big savings. Denno's offers 6 months no-interest financing. Installation is available. Stop in at 10th and Grant or call for an appointment at 765-884-0500.
Quality done by Denno.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. George Hardeback, Ed Robeson here. And like we said, a big night. Congratulations, first off. Not only to the Lady Bison, but congratulations first to Coach David Baxter. Coach Baxter coached at Attica High School, won a number of games, coached a Indiana Miss Basketball in Brittany Rayburn, and had a lot of success at Attica. Turns around, comes up here, and helped by not only Jim Puckett and Pat Cole, but Pat Cole was the main guy that brought David Baxter up here. Bringing him up here, Pat Cole said, I'm not going to keep coaching for a long time. You take this over. And since then, Coach Baxter taking it over, Coach Baxter has just torn it up. And had a lot of talent.
He has. I was just looking at some statistics. The average season for Coach Baxter is 22 wins and 4 losses. That's the average. How many coaches in Indiana never have a season where they win 22 games? Definitely an honor for him. Somebody who we both know puts a lot of time and effort into the girls' program. I don't think too many people realize how much he puts into this program. And it's one of those things where, great coach who works hard at his craft and has been blessed with quite a bit of talent in an area that supports ladies, Lady Basketball. And it's kind of almost like the perfect storm. And so definitely hats off to Coach Baxter tonight.
We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll be back with Mr. David Baxter. You're listening to Benton Central Basketball on 98 Gold WIBN.
Sheets Family Dentistry is committed to improving smiles to families in Indiana and Illinois in the safest, most comfortable, and efficient way possible. Sheets Family Dentistry provides a full range of dental services, including, but not limited to, cosmetic dentistry, teeth whitening, same-day crowns, orthodontics, and preventative dentistry. Sheets Family Dentistry, a state-of-the-art facility in the Demeter Building located on US 52 in Fowler, welcomes new patients. Sheets Family Dentistry, a brighter smile, a happier you.
Prospect Auto Supply, your local independent CarQuest store, reminds you to get your vehicle ready for seasonal traveling. Tis the season to winterize your vehicle. Prospect Auto Supply will check your oil, brakes, battery, wiper blades, plugs, and belts. Prospect Auto Supply provides service and carries the auto supplies you need to keep your vehicle in top running condition this winter. Prospect Auto Supply, the right parts at the right price with the right advice. Prospect Auto Supply, North Halleck Street in DeMott. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and Saturday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Save time and money from Warren County REMC. There are rebates available right now on water heaters, heat pumps, energy-efficient products, and more for residential and commercial members of Warren County REMC. You can save big bucks on your electric bill, too. Find out more at powermoves.com. That's powermoves.com. Warren County REMC is a proud supporter of Benton Central Bison High School sports. Warren County REMC is a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Remember I told you my parents are coming into town?
Yeah, when is that?
Next weekend.
Oh, wow. I thought it was in like 3 weeks.
No, I told you the other day.
When?
Well, when we were at... Never mind. They'll be here next week.
Got it.
You want me to make pork chops for dinner?
Oh, yeah. I love it when you make those.
I've never made you pork chops.
Sound familiar? That means you're married. Disconnect from the everyday world and recharge your internal batteries at the Moran Inn, the only bed and breakfast on the 15th fairway of the Sandy Pines Golf Course. The Moran Inn has 10 out of 10 guest rating, numerous rooms, and a heated in-ground pool. There's only one thing you won't find at the Moran Inn. Children. You see, the Moran Inn is for adults only.
Oh, I like that tie on you. When did you get that?
Yeah, that was 3 years ago, honey.
Book your stay at themoraninn.com.
Cackley Real Estate strives to provide personal service to every individual looking to purchase or sell real estate. Whether you are a first-time home buyer, seller, farmer, or seasoned investor, Cackley Real Estate will assist you with every step in purchasing or selling your real estate. With multiple agents working together in Benton, Warren, White, Tippecanoe, and surrounding counties, Cackley Real Estate strives to make your real estate transaction worry-free. Please call Cackley Real Estate, 765-426-7306.
Did you know Deno Home Center has flooring for any room of your home? Right now, Deno's has unbelievable prices on anything goes and Samson carpets, Aqualock waterproof plank, and 15% off Bellacera hardwood. Check out their new waterproof Cortec flooring or Armstrong's Prism, the most durable, scratch-resistant plank available, all at big savings. Deno's offers 6 months no-interest financing. Installation is available. Stop in at 10th and Grant or call for an appointment at 765-884-0500.
Quality done by Deno.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. George Hardebeck, Ed Robeson here, and we are joined by Coach David Baxter. And Coach Baxter, on behalf of WIBN and Benton Central Junior Senior High School, we'd like to congratulate you on your career 300th win combined here from Attica and Benton Central. Congratulations.
Thank you. It was a great opportunity, and I've been privileged to coach some amazing athletes, Indiana All-Stars, wonderful parents, supportive family. I'm just thrilled to death, but more importantly, I'm excited that our team got to play a basketball game. It's been over a month. We've had all kinds of issues with COVID, injuries. You know, Kennedy Tolan came out possessed. She had a lot of games to make up for with her, you know, broken hand and whatnot, with 28 points, 8 boards. Played a terrific game, and she's still not in game shape yet the way that she typically would be. Three athletes in double figures. You know, Tressa Sinisak played big again, as always. Unselfish defensive trapper.
you know, freshman phenom. Sarah Gick had her first varsity experience ever with 11-6. You know, that's terrific for her. You know, a lot of kids contributed. A lot of our freshmen were forced to play because our seniors, you know, are quarantined. Terrific win for us just to get the negative, you know, losing out of our mouths, so to speak. You know, losing in the semi-state last year and then opening the year with two losses. It's nice to feel that all the hard work that you put in pays off.
Obviously, a crazy start to the season for numerous reasons, but kind of a talk about how interesting it is to start so many freshmen and to really plan on so many freshmen, like, contributing big to the varsity
team. Some of it is they're forced to do it because, like you said, it's been such a trying season for many of the sports out here at Bend Central. But you're right. It's a luxury to have freshmen that can play at the varsity level. These kids have worked really hard in the past. You know, they're able to come in and contribute. Tonight they were forced to play a bigger role, as you mentioned, Danelle Haberlin with a big game for her. Rachel Tolan with 6 points. Sienna Foster hit a big shot there in the, I think, early fourth quarter, late third quarter. They contribute. They're part of the team. They listen. We need them to grow up faster even. But it is nice to have. But we have a lot of inexperienced players, you know, some sophomores. Hannah Musser made some nice plays tonight out there on both ends of the floor. So it's just good all-around win for us. You know, that third quarter, we knew coming out we needed to bury them in the third so we can get home, get studied, get healthy, all that good stuff.
And so we on WIBM, we thank you again, congratulate you, and like we talked about, obviously there is a nice bit of memorabilia we are going to give to you, but basically I am an incredibly superstitious individual, and so I didn't want to bring it. And
hey, I appreciate WIBN. You know, over the last several seasons, 10 years, has been a tremendous supporter of Lady Bison basketball. Made some great runs. You know, hopefully they can schedule some more games on the radio this year, and you know, I'm sure there'll be supporters out there. We'd love to be on the radio as much as possible. But thank you guys for all you do and the hard work you guys put in, and the support that WIBN provides not only to Benton Central but all the other area school high schools. So, you know, in this COVID situation, I think more people want to listen to the radio. So all those out there listening, we thank you for your support and continue to follow Bison Athletics on WIBN.
Couldn't have put it any better. Thanks, Coach.
Hey, you're welcome. I want to send a shout-out to my wife. Be home soon. Thank you.
That was Coach David Baxter of the victorious Lady Bison. And Ed, wrap up the statistics and what kind of stands out to you, and then we'll wrap up the ball game.
Well, one that stands out mostly is Princeton turned the ball over 30 times, opposed to Benton Central with only 13. So when you're plus 17 in turnovers, you're going to have a lot of success. Really, a lot of consistency from the first half to the second half. Points per possession, Rensselaer at 0.6 compared to 0.59 at halftime. Benton Central went from 1.25 points per possession to 1.2. Pretty consistent there, as Coach Baxter alluded to. As far as the scoring goes, Kennedy Tolan led all scorers with 28 points and added 8 rebounds and really did not play that fourth quarter. So quite a performance from her, a number of great performances. And one of the things is everybody contributed. May not show up in the score sheet, but for Benton Central, every player can go and point to some things that they did to really help out the Bison tonight. Leading scorer for Rensselaer was Jesse Ringen with 17 points. Ayler added 8. Candace Manns added 7. Not only did they turn the ball over 30 times, they only shot 36% from the field, 9% beyond the arc. Only had 7 assists for those 38 points, where Benton Central had 14 assists. So when you are plus 17 in turnovers, you double up the opposition in assists. It's time for a good night, which it was for Benton Central.
And I think it was a good night for everybody in the community. And so a number of thank yous. Obviously, thank you to the administration and Benton Central Junior Senior High School, the administration, Mr. Corey Robb, principal, along with Mr. Dan Meyer and his discussion at halftime, the athletic director here at Benton Central. We want to thank Scotty Miller back at the studio, the boss, man, like one of the best. He makes us all sound better than we actually are. And we want to thank our sponsors tonight, too numerous to say. And if you've listened to the commercials, which we had to speed through due to the ball game, but numerous sponsors. We obviously want to thank the 100 Mile Rib and Chop House for the pregame meal for us. And we want to thank you, the fans, for listening to us. Without you, what two friends get to do wouldn't be possible. So we obviously thank you, the fans. And so, for my broadcasting partner, Ed Robeson, I'm George Hardebeck. You've listened to Lady Bison Basketball on 98 Gold WIBN. Be safe, everyone.
Thank you for spending time with us. We hope you enjoyed the game. The following has been a sports presentation of 98.1 WIBN. Classic hits, 98 Gold, and it was brought to you by Heartland Ford, Etter Tire, Fowler Family Dentistry, The Moran Inn of DeMott, RDM Shrimp, Prospect Auto Supply, Warren County REMC, Thompson Brothers Auto Sales, Prairie Bells Boutique, Alliance Bank, Boswell Chase Grain, Emerson Sondergraf, Cackley Real Estate, Farmers and Merchants Bank, Deno Home Center, 100 Mile Ribbon Chop House, For Pet's Sake, and 98 Gold WIBN.